I'm Navi Ball, and my guest today is Roseanne Harder, the Executive Director with the Manitoba Arts Network. She's here to talk about their stay-at-home festival. Thank you for joining me today, Roseanne.
Thanks for having me. This is great.
First off, Roseanne, why don't you tell us a bit about the Manitoba Arts Network and what the network does across the province?
Absolutely. So the Manitoba Arts Network tours visual and performing arts throughout Manitoba. There's something that you may not know is that the Manitoba Arts Network represents 50 rural organizations throughout Manitoba.
How has the Manitoba Arts Network been doing since the pandemic hit the province about a year or so now?
Wow, it's been a roller coaster ride for sure. Previous to the pandemic, I was on maternity leave, so I came back to helm the ship in a very interesting time, and it was very busy for the first couple of months. We were very nervous about funding. At first, we had projected quite a large deficit, but thanks to Canadian Heritage emergency support and Factor emergency support, and thanks to the province of Manitoba, we will budget without a deficit this year. So we're very happy about that. And we've just seemed to find many different funds for different projects to engage artists in a time where they can't be on stage or they can't be in a classroom teaching people visual art. So we've been very fortunate, and the artists that we've been working with, engaging with, have also been extremely happy about some of the funding levels this year.
Yeah, that's great to hear. Now, one of these projects that you mentioned there is the Stay at Home Festival, which is what we're talking about today. So why don't you tell us a bit more about this exciting new programming?
Yeah, our new project is the Manitoba Arts Network Stay Safe at Home Manitoba Festival in partnership with the West End Cultural Center. Our performances are every Sunday and Wednesday from February 21st to March 31st. 2021. You can watch for free on the Manitoba Arts Network Facebook page at 7 p.m. We really wanted to make this festival unique, so we really strive for diversity and inclusion amongst the 12 performances. We have theater, dance, circus, music. There's something for everyone and lots of family-friendly shows. The performances also feature 9 Indigenous artists from across the province and 9 emerging artists from 2 of our mentorship programs that we ran this year.
Could you give us some names as to who will be performing at these concerts? Are there any Northern Manitoban artists that will be performing at these concerts?
So we'll be kickstarting the festival with Woody Holler on Sunday, February 21st, and then we're closing the festival with Kendra Kay on Wednesday, March 31st. We don't exactly have a Northern artist because they had to come in to Winnipeg to record, but we have artists like Desiree Dorian, who came from Dauphin, and we have other artists that came from various regions of the province. So there's quite a few number of rural artists participating in the program.
Now, you touched on this a bit earlier, but how important is it to have these virtual events right now for these artists and for the audience?
A lot of these artists haven't had a chance to perform since the pandemic hit. You know, the performances were first to close and will be the last to reopen. So these artists are thrilled to get a chance to perform on stage and then chat live with the audience after the broadcast. So I'm even excited because there are artists in the lineup that I've never seen perform before. So I can't wait.
Now, once again, when will these concerts take place and where can people go to check them out?
So these concerts are every Sunday and Wednesday from February 21st to March 31st. You can watch for free on the Manitoba Arts Network Facebook page at 7 p.m. And while Manitobans are waiting for the concerts to air, MAN already has 5 free online visual art exhibitions, which can be viewed on our artgallery.manitobaartsnetwork.ca. We will have curatorial interviews for each exhibition posted online in the next 2 weeks, and Zoom art classes will begin February 18th. So all this information is on our website, manitobaartsnetwork.ca.
Now, Roseanne, before we wrap up here, was there anything else you wanted to talk about today pertaining to the Stay Safe at Home Festival or the Manitoba Arts Network in general?
Well, I just want to say, if you watch the shows and you like them, reach out to your local arts councils, thank them, and support them. We are all anxious for the day when live performances resume and when the art galleries can reopen.
Well, thank you again, Roseanne, for telling us a bit more about the Stay Safe at Home Festival.
Thanks for having me.